Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Brandon Marshall has always said that football is his platform, not his purpose. Mental health awareness is extremely important to Brandon and his wife, Mishi, and together they formed the Brandon Marshall Foundation.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Here's more about how Brandon and his team are making a difference.
So I guess first and foremost, what made you want to start the foundation?
If you haven't gone through anything, any type of suffering with mental health, it's hard to explain. But when you do and you come out on the other side of it, you just become automatically become an ambassador. I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, and that's when I was a patient. Now we're providers.
I, with my husband, am one of the founders of the Brandon Marshall Foundation. You know, we just have a deep passion for helping others with mental health or those that suffer.
I always say around Hollis Hall that football is my platform, not my purpose. So, you know, we're just doing our part in the community.
What exactly do you mean when you say that football is your platform, not your purpose?
God gives us those talents to do more with it. You know, gave me the ability to catch a football, to do more with it, not just to pat ourselves on the back and be in a beautiful home, but to do more. So that is our platform, you know, to reach so many more people.
We have the 500 level, 500level.com. They did a really cool shirt for us. It's got this iconic image of Brandon scoring a touchdown. This was against Detroit.
Louis Correa has 12 years of experience working in the nonprofit sector, and he runs all the Brandon Marshall Foundation's day-to-day operations. How did you find this position and get involved with the Brandon Marshall Foundation?
Met Brandon, actually, of all places, through Twitter. Brandon tweeted out that he was looking for some help with his foundation, and a friend of mine saw it and sent it over to me, and he said, I don't really know what you do, but it's something like this, so you should reach out to Brandon, and I did. And Brandon, of course, being Brandon and he gets excited about things and wants to move quickly, he started tweeting me back right away. This is like Friday at like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. My wife and I are downstairs in the basement eating tacos, you know, and I'm getting text messages from Brandon Marshall. And he eventually said, well, come meet me. I'm like, when? He said, now. And I said, where? And he said, at the Trump, because they were living at the Trump at the time. And so I ran over there and met with him, and we talked for probably 2 hours, just really had hit it off, and I thought him to be so genuine and thoughtful about what he wanted to do, which was completely impressed with the person he was.
Brandon's desk is closest to the elevator in an open space right when you walk into the foundation's headquarters.
I got that characteristic from Coach Trestman. If it was up to Coach Trestman, there would be no walls, no offices, and Hollis Hall be just one big pod and everybody together. And for me, I thought that was pretty cool. I want to be right where everyone else is going to be, you know? I don't need anything special. So Louie has the cool office, and I'm right by the elevator, and my wife is right across from me. So, you know, we're just regular old folk.
We started a Lime Green initiative. That's the national color for mental health awareness. When we got the office, Brandon was like, let's paint a wall. I'm like, okay. So me being mean, creative, whatever, I painted a wall neon lime green. So he walks in the office and is like, I don't know about this. I don't know how I feel about this just yet. And even Louis, the CEO, wasn't sure either, but I guess I didn't tell anyone why I did it that color. I just assumed that they knew. The color for mental health awareness.
Takes the snap with time, winds up open, middle of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
The green shoes brought a lot of attention during Mental Health Awareness Week in October. Brandon said that idea originated right here in this office. How did that idea come up and come together?
We had both the first and second biggest NFL markets watching what was going on. So we knew that we had to do something. And it was Brandon who came up with the idea and said, well, what if I wear these lime green shoes? We thought that would be amazing. And he did it, and not only did it, but he caught 2 touchdown passes, and it was just really the perfect night.
Brandon was fined by the National Football League for a violation of uniform and equipment rules. Did that make it worth it for you, the amount of attention, and it got people talking, like you said?
I say this humbly, with all due respect, you know, I don't care about the money, you know, $10,000-$15,000 fine. We matched it, but the conversation that we started was priceless. Not only did we wear the lime green shoes, my wife had all the women across the league, you know, nail gating. She came up with a fingernail polish, a color called Crazy Stigma Green, and with OPI, and everyone was painting their fingernails.
What would you say you're most excited for the future of the foundation?
Our partnerships, that's the key. You know, for us to go from where we're at today to being that preeminent foundation, we need to partner with government, we need to partner with corporations, and we need to partner with individuals.
Would you say your teammates have been pretty supportive to you, to your foundation? Have they supported you through everything?
Oh, amazing. Yes, not only my teammates, but the coaches, the coaching staff, the organization. It's cool to be in a locker room and guys come up and ask for help, you know, or coaches come up and ask for help, or referees before the game, the national anthem, ask for help, or just have questions.
Still feel like there's a lot left to do?
We haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg yet. You know, our goal is to be the preeminent foundation in the mental health community. You know, we want to lead the way, and we believe it's going to take a team of people. We believe we're on the right track.
Brandon was nice enough to show up here with boxes and boxes full of this game-worn stuff. I mean, we've got his first touchdown of the 2013 season against the Bengals, the ball from that. So we've got all this really cool stuff, and we're going to use it eventually to auction off. We're focused on May. We're focused on October, moving forward and seeing what we can do to create more awareness for those time periods and really open people's eyes up to know that mental illness isn't something we should be ashamed of. It's something that we have to deal with and that we need to live with and get our help and get connected to the right resources to make sure that we can live healthy and effective lives. There's hope, and Brandon's a perfect example of that.
Sounds like B. Marsh and his team have a lot planned this month.
They do. And to find out more information on the foundation, to get involved, or for resources, you can head to thebrandonmarshall.com.